This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The winter looks a bit longer and colder, with COVID raging through nearly every community in Michigan and new restrictions on how we can gather. Governor Whitmer has put the brakes on several kinds of business, including in-person sit-down service for restaurants and bars. They're facing at least a three-week pause on that kind of service. All of our favorite spots have been bending themselves in 20 different directions since March, trying to figure out how to keep operating. With us to talk about his business is Ari Weinswig, co-founder and owner of Zingerman's. Ari, welcome back to Stateside.
Glad to be on, although I'd rather be on to talk about food or progressive leadership styles, but here we are.
I know. You and your partner, Paul, are notorious for thinking in flexible ways about your business. How have the past 9 months challenged you?
Well, I think it's safe to say it's challenged everybody. I mean, in this case, it is literally a global pandemic. So it's been a hard year or a hard 9 months for pretty much everybody. I think that all healthy organizations and all healthy people need, you know, are resilient and are always looking for ways to adapt. I mean, this has been the way it's been since the world's history began. So this year is a little more challenging in some new ways, but we're just going to continue to try to collaborate and be kind and stay grounded in the community and committed to our guiding principles and try to get through all this.
Can you think of an example of something that Zingerman's did do or did not do back in December, back in January, that has changed?
We didn't take people's temperatures when they came in. We were gathering in much larger numbers in much smaller spaces. Zing Train had people coming from all over the world to attend seminars in person and eat Zingerman's food. Zingerman's Food Tours was taking people around the world, and Corn Man Farms and the Gray Line were hosting big weddings on a regular basis. That's just to name a few.
What have you noticed about what works and what doesn't work in terms of the restaurant portions of the business during the pandemic?
Well, I'm sure the same as everybody else would tell you. I mean, we're just trying hard to honor public safety and do our part to contribute positively to public health while still taking care of our staff and trying to provide a great culinary experience and great service experience and talk over loud cars without mufflers. The reality is, I mean, the finances in a restaurant right now do not work for anybody, really. And as a result, the one thing that I wasn't doing in December, but I have been doing since April, is be part of a group called Independent Restaurant Coalition. SaveRestaurants.com is the website. And we've done a lot of good work together. And since June, have been working extremely actively to try to get a bill passed in Congress called the Restaurants Act, which would provide much needed support for independent restaurants all over the country. So not chains and not publicly traded businesses, with all due respect, but the independent cafes and small businesses here and all over the U.S., that are struggling, and many have already closed and many are on the verge of closing and just people trying to stay open. So we got it passed in Congress 3 weeks ago, and we're pushing hard now to get it, if we can get it through the Senate and get it included in whatever relief package gets passed, because ultimately that's really the only way people are going to survive. The PPP loans in the spring were a help. And actually, the work of the Independent Restaurant Coalition is what got that bill altered to make it much more effective for restaurants, which were generally not open or only partially open when the bill was passed. But it essentially got us about a mile and a half over a 10-mile wide river. And you know what happens when you get to the end of that mile and a half of bridge if you still got 8.5 miles to go of river.
Sure. With respect to Governor Whitmer's new guidance, was Zingerman's prepared for the latest orders?
I mean, I don't know what that would mean. I mean, we weren't surprised. I mean, she's actually waited longer than most states this time, I'm sure, out of an attempt to try to not have to do it. But I mean, I'm talking to people all over the country every day, and this is not new news. It's happened in Chicago 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's happened in New York. It's happened everywhere.
Sure. there are some locations like Zingerman's Roadhouse on the west side of Ann Arbor that have outdoor seating. Do you think that there is consumer demand to keep that going through the end of the year?
We're going to keep it here because there's no reason not to keep it here. But, you know, when it starts snowing, I mean, even today, it's pretty chilly and I'm the only one out here. But I mean, if people are game for bundling up as they used to do back in the 19th century, I'm all for it. We're all about traditional food. So maybe it's time to start wearing some blankets. And, you know, I run outside all winter. So maybe it's time to start dining outside all winter.
Yeah. As game as you've been to sort of roll with the punches, I know this has been a very difficult year and that you've had to lay off staff. Do you think that the pause on inside seating will mean more cuts?
I don't know. I mean, we're meeting today, tomorrow. I mean, everybody's trying to, you know, you can kind of know it might be coming, but it's you don't know what's actually going to come until it does. So it's only been, whatever, half a day since we got the official word. Mm-hmm. And in theory, it's only 3 weeks. So we're trying to figure that out. And then, like I said, just trying to put a lot of work where we can to help and get this bill passed. Because if the Restaurants Act was passed, then that would provide a lot of answers to keep people employed and keep our vendors getting paid, keep farmers getting paid, fishermen getting paid, and landlords getting paid, and really make the whole ecosystem that surrounds independent restaurants viable to get through. I mean, there's clearly positive news on the vaccine front. So it's a long tunnel, but maybe we can see the end of the tunnel. We just got to find a way to help the independent cafes, the restaurants, et cetera, and communities all over the state, all over the country to be able to survive to get to that light.
Yeah. About that 3 week timeline, does this strike you as a 3 week proposition with respect to the closure of inside service?
You know, my grandmother really wanted me to go to medical school, but I'm only a Russian history major who studied the anarchists and got a job washing dishes after I graduated. So I it's over my head. I barely understand how antibodies and all that work. So I'm going to follow the lead of people in public health that know a lot more than I do.
Zingerman's already had some side business, including retail and online mail order food sales, which are world famous. Are people interested in that kind of food right now? Are those units having any success?
Mail order is the one thing that's extremely busy because as people don't go out and don't travel for holidays. So, yes, if people are thinking of ordering for Christmas, early is a good time to order. But we do have a lot of business to be done at the bakehouse, the creamery, the coffee company for retail, and then also for carryout foods for Thanksgiving, which are booking up quickly, too.
I feel like every quarantine New Yorker I know is already angling for those Zingerman gifts for the holiday season.
Be good to have them order early. Yeah. We do have Thanksgiving stuff from the deli, the Roadhouse, the Bakehouse. Miss Kim has a really great vegetarian package. So we're just trying to come up with creative ways, again, like we said, to keep people safe and do our part to contribute positively to community health and try to stay financially viable so that we can be here when this thing ends.
You know, I take your point that it's really hard to say when that point is going to get here. But how long do you imagine it might take our restaurant industry to recover?
I mean, I don't want to sound dumb, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's there's so much uncertain right now that even if it was certain, I wouldn't really know. But in the current situation, I mean, if the vaccines work, if this happens, if that happens, if we get more grounded leadership, public health front, I mean, there's many things that could play out positively, but I don't know. We're going to just do our best in the spirit of one foot in front of the other and stay focused on our long-term vision for 2032 and stay focused on our values and try to contribute positively and be kind and treat people with dignity, which is what we've been trying to do since we opened. And let's hope we got a lot more years of that coming up.
Ari Weinswig, co-founder and co-owner of Zingerman's, thank you for your advocacy and for all the food. We hope you can stay safe along with all the staff this winter.
Thank you.
It's hard to find anyone who's happy about the latest closures, but maybe few are less happy than the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. It's posted a statement reflecting, quoting here, a profound disappointment with the second shutdown. The association says that there's an inherent and insatiable desire for humans to congregate, often over food, and it's predicting more people turning to crowded social gatherings over the holidays as a result. Is there a good answer here? Even when restaurants were open, a lot of really tough things happened. Devery Gifford is co-founder and owner of Brooklyn Street Local. From her location in Detroit, she's been serving diner-inspired breakfast and lunch all throughout the pandemic. Devery, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Devery, your location is in Corktown, and I know that some of your neighbors have closed their businesses this year. Who are you missing in the neighborhood?
Yeah, certainly. Detroit Institute of Bagels is one of our closest neighbors, and I'd say that's one of the biggest ones we're missing. We have a small block with just three businesses on it, so it's us, PJ's Lager House, and Detroit Institute of Bagels. And I've always loved our little block. We do brunch and have all kinds of variety of offerings. So. Losing them is certainly a big loss, and we hope that someone else is going to come and take up that business and reopen.
What was your reaction to the governor's news?
I wasn't surprised, to be honest. I was actually expecting it to come even last week, with cases rising the way that they are. It was not a surprise to me. You know, our priority is wanting people to be safe and wanting to stop the rise of cases. So it's certainly challenging business-wise, but I agree with the decision.
What have the last few months been like for the business?
There's certainly been, you know, been pros and cons. We've seen such great support from our regular customers who continue to order carryout, who send us messages, and you just, you know, stop by to say hi. But it is challenging, you know, wanting to make sure that our staff have hours to work, wanting to keep people safe, and also just trying to figure out what the best way to move forward is.
When I was walking around outside of restaurants these past few months, and I'd see servers working with people. I mean, servers were definitely game. They were smiling with their eyes. They were doing their best to be sure that everybody was having the experience that they wanted behind their masks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a few times I got the vibe that people, that servers and folks, you know, that they were a little scared too.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough line to walk. One of the things that I love so much about this industry and about my business is the people in the space and the energy of the customers and the community and that feel. So we want to have those interactions. We want to have people in the space, but it definitely feels scary. And it feels hard when people, you know, sometimes we still get a couple people come in who don't want to wear a mask, and then, you know, having to ask them to put the mask on. And yeah, there are some moments that feel really stressful and feels like, are we able to do enough to make sure that we are all staying safe?
Likewise, is there anything that you feel like you'll have to do differently to make it through however long this closure goes on?
We are going to be offering some take-home options for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we're going to be making things like pumpkin pies and cranberry sauce that people can order and take home with them. And we're trying to think of other things like that that go beyond just our regular carryout menu. Yeah. And just, I mean, we're taking it day by day and just adapting as we can.
You know, for those who may not be as familiar with Brooklyn Street Local and the story, you and your co-founder went through so much to open this place up. You guys were in Toronto trying to make a go of it.
Yes.
And found this haven in Detroit. I imagine it's been kind of hard to watch what you've built fall on such hard times. Why do you keep going?
Well, I mean, I think I certainly have asked myself that question from time to time as well. But I do really love it. And I am really proud of the business and community that we've built. And, you know, we've been doing it for 8.5 years now and put so much work into it. And we have so many wonderful regulars and just neighbors in the business. You know, I think that's what keeps me going. And I also feel like this, we're going to get through this. You know, COVID is not going to last forever. The shutdown is not going to last forever. And we just have to be patient and be kind and keep remembering the good stuff.
Do you ever think about, I'm sure this is probably a terrifying question given that some of your customers' employees may have been listening, but have there been moments over the past 9 months when you considered packing it in?
Yeah, it certainly has crossed my mind. I'm not at that point yet. I think we are going to close for the month of January. And I know a lot of other small business restaurants are considering that or have plans to do that as well, because January is always a tough month, even in the best of times. But I am optimistic that we're going to be able to ride this out.
Governor Whitmer says that this is a 3-week pause on in-person service. Do you think that that's probably realistic, or are you preparing for something that might be longer?
I'm preparing for longer. I'm anticipating only doing carryout for the full month of December.
There has been political conversation continuing and maybe intensifying a little bit after elections about what might happen or what should happen with some kind of stimulus package, although it's anybody's guess whether Congress is going to be motivated to do anything about that before the end of the year. If that were to happen, what do you think would be the useful and prudent thing to do for the restaurant industry?
Well, certainly financial support for payroll, for utilities, for our ingredients. We're lucky enough to receive funding from the PPP and several other grants. And to be honest, that is what has allowed us to stay open this long so far. So I think that funding is going to be crucial, especially through the winter months. You know, as I was saying before, January, February are always really tough months. And when we don't have that cushion of, you know, savings from higher sales in the summer to tap into, we need the financial resources.
Devery Gifford is the co-founder and owner of Brooklyn Street Local in Corktown in Detroit. Devery, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. It was my pleasure.